All right, Tabose, so we left off last week, I think, in the middle of paragraph Kuf Samech Dalet. But the truth is we could pick up in Kuf Samech Hey. So just reorient ourselves a little bit. We were speaking about over here the concept of Ava HaTaluya B'Davar and Ava She'ina Taluya B'Davar. Right? These incredible ideas of love. We start out, of course, with the highest level, which is this Ava She'ina Taluya B'Davar, a love that is just a love. It's not rooted in anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does or doesn't do. It's just rooted in like a metzias, just like a fundamental reality of love. We always thought that that's kind of what you aspire to. That's where we need to get to. That's true. But what the Mechaber introduced us to is first you have to start like a ladder. You can't jump to the top rung. You have to make your way up one rung after the other. So therefore, we start with what? We start with Ava She'ina Taluya, excuse me, Ava HaTaluya B'Davar, a love that is dependent on something. So we began to discuss this last week a little bit. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a love that's dependent on something? That's a love that stems from the reality of how much Hashem does for me. Look at all the things that the Ribono Shel Olam does for me. Look at everything, how he takes care of me, how he loves me, how he holds me, how he cares, all these different things. And when I begin to look at all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me, suddenly again I feel myself falling in love with him. Now remember again, the point that the Mechaber made last week, which was very profound, which is a lot of times the way we kind of imagine things in life is that I'm doing the heavy lifting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me out. Like, right, we use lashon of siyata d'shamayah. Siyata d'shamayah, what does siyata d'shamayah means? Heavenly assistance. So what does assistance mean? I'm doing the heavy lifting. God gets the assist, right? He's helping, but l'maisa, I'm doing the real work in all of this. And the Mechaber says that's a fundamentally flawed theology. At the end of the day, there's a recognition that everything that happens only happens because of the Ribono Shel Olam, right? Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing goes on. So even the notion of Siyata Dishmaya doesn't mean that God is just helping, but rather it ultimately means that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is doing the heavy lifting, and I get the assist. You hear the chilik? I often think that I'm doing the heavy lifting and God gets the assist. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the heavy lifting and I get the assist. Look at Kuf Samechei. Nitan Dugmos. Let's give some examples of this, of ways in which a person could acquire this recognition that everything is from Hashem. He gives beautiful examples. Adam Yoshev, Vishaito Shasa Sheket. Well, so first of all, imagine this. A person is sitting and it's quiet. Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Right? The person is sitting and it's quiet. But who misponing? And he thinks. Mamish, can you imagine this, right? Can you imagine such a scenario like this? It's quiet, and you have time to think. Mina suddenly es habas zug shali. Kesad zachisiba. Person, Baruch Hashem, let's say, is married, and hopefully happily married. And he says, you know what? How was I privileged to have a wife like this? What was it that allowed me to have a wife like this? Mikochi? Was it my effort? Mechach masi? My wisdom? My good looks? Lo velo. The truth is, at the end of the day, I will say, if you think about this, it's really an incredible idea. Right? That if a person, Baruch Hashem, is zocha, to have a marriage, to have a home, and hopefully a happy marriage, a happy home, the statistical probability of finding another human being with whom you could build a life, right? Build a life and build everything with, I don't know, I'm not a statistician, but I'd have to imagine that like the odds are stacked against me. But yet, it happens. Baruch Hashem happens, it happens all the time in incredible ways. Where does that come from? Eino Elam Yakadosh Baruch Hu. That comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. That comes from Hashem. Ken Yisboni Na Adam Al Od Prat Va Od Prat. And I both say, this is how you have to begin to think about life. Just identify the different parts of your life and ask yourself the simple question. How did I get this? How did I get this? Person has Aladira Shugar, right? Ultimately, again, I live in an apartment. I live in a house. Vinir alone, Kikinian Mutzlechas. I say, you know what? Baruch Hashem. I got in right before the Pikesville property boom, right? And you know, Baruch Hashem. So how was I able to do this? Vinir alone, Kikinian Mutzlechas. I'm a good real estate guy. Yizbonin. Me Nasan Al Asadira Hazu. Tell me, Pech Kuf Chav Beis, who gave me this home? Haim Ayideh Chachmaso Bachar Osa. Is it my wisdom, ultimately, again, that allowed me to choose it? Or ultimately, again, is it the Ribono Shel Olam? Kach yargil atzmo lehisbonin od prat b'chol asher lo zman rav yom achar yom. So we'll say the idea in life, says the Mechaber, the way to condition yourself to establish an ava hateluya bedover, a love that is dependent on something, is to constantly think about and ponder, why do I have the things that I do in life? Why do I have those things? Where are those things from? See, again, we often don't even realize it, but our thinking is sometimes a bit flawed. I assume I did the work, I put in the effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted. Says in the Chabad, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the work, and I assisted. You have to put in your hishtadlus, right? Without your hishtadlus, you're not going to get most brachas in life. But your hishtadlus by itself really doesn't get you very far. What ends up happening is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the bracha, I have to put in my requisite effort, and the bracha comes to fruition. When you begin to look at everything like this in life, and I will say, Mamish, you could do it in everything. You know, the things that we take for granted. I have a car. I have food in my refrigerator. I have a couple of dollars in my pocket. My stomach is full. My kids are healthy. Whatever, you fill in the blanks with whatever it is. But I will say, it's really an incredible thing. It's really an incredible thing. And even if I don't have all the brachas in life that I want, or I don't have all the things that I want, at the end of the day, the things that I do have are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to put in my hashtadlus, but it's from Hashem. When a person begins to think this way, what happens? You almost feel like a tidal wave of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of everything He's done for you. Is that the highest level of love? No. That's Ava HaTeluya Bedavar, right? That's Ava HaTeluya Bedavar. But Lamais, at the end of the day, that's a beginning. He goes on, he says, U'bitchil lashon nistar HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasli v'achab lashon nochach. Listen to this. This is also incredible. Betchila beloshon nistar. He says something amazing. In the beginning, when you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you relate to God literally hidden. Nistar means hidden. What does that mean? That you refer... Something burning in here?
I'm not going to mention what it is, but it's something that's now legalized.
Okay. So I'll say, so when you go ahead and... When you go ahead and can't be right. When you go ahead and you begin to have this process, so what happens? Ato yisparach. So b'tchila lashon nistar. In the beginning, what ends up happening is you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lashon nistar. Nistar means what? Nistar means that when you're speaking about God, you're speaking not to God but about God, literally hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasami. I speak about what God has done for me. Then afterwards, I stop talking about God, and what? I speak to God. Well, see, isn't this incredible? So you see this dramatic progression. In the beginning, so the first step is, let me think about all the stuff that Hashem does for me. So as I'm contemplating this, the way my mind is going is, Hashem does this for me. Hashem gives me this. Hashem gave me my wife. Hashem gave me my kids. Hashem gave me my car. Hashem Baruch Hu gave me my home. Hashem Baruch Hu gave me my food. Hashem Baruch Hu gave me my parnasa. Hashem gave me all this. So I'm talking about God. And then once I realize how much Hashem has done for me, so the dialogue changes. I begin to recognize how much appreciation and love I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all the things that He has given to me, and therefore I stop talking about God, and I start talking to God. Isn't that incredible? Stop talking about God, and start talking to God. He goes on, he says, Ken yamshich ad asher yaskil v'yargish she'in davar kazeh mikocho. And then I will say this continues and continues and continues until a person realizes that at the end of the day, this thing is not from his koach. Va'af im zeh michachmaso upikichuso afhem chachma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu upikchus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashrabo es chachmaso upikichuso ulam ein kan inyan shel ani klal uklal. So we'll say, here's what's amazing. So the transition begins for the fundamental recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. I speak about God, then I transition to speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What begins to fade away very quickly is the notion of me. Suddenly life is no longer about what it is that I am doing and I am accomplishing, but suddenly life is about all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for me. V'hariu kebal pikadon greido, shemu'uma inu shalo, ela kol asher lo gufo mamono machshavto dibura hagershosav chulei v'chulei, hakol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, as this process continues more and more and more, I begin to see that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Kuf samich vav. Kasher Adam zoche lochu shes hadvarim, hu magia lemadregas v'nachnuma, nitzad atzmo hu chash, she'en lo klum klal uklal, v'chol asher lo eno elo shel boro. Zeu eno, I'm just read the rest of the line, zeu eno in shel rotel niknos hanava, ela tfisas hametzios kimos shehu, she'akol shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'adam eno elo kishomer shel chachma mamon ubanim. And then something amazing begins to occur. When I begin to realize that Siyata Dishmaya doesn't mean that I do the heavy lifting and God just assists, but instead it's just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the heavy lifting and I have the privilege to assist, but it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I begin to realize that in reality, I own nothing. Right? I have dominion over nothing. I have shlita over nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by definition, what it also does is it engenders a dramatic humility. Ken yargila adam esatzma otpam va'otpam. Liros es kol mahus chayiv kishomer al dvarim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, in this, what ends up happening, says in the Chaber, how do you reinforce this ava hatuluya badavar? By constantly thinking about the things you have in life and constantly reminding yourself that these things are not yours, but rather ultimately, again, that these things themselves come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I am simply the shomer. I am the custodian on the pikadon. I'm the custodian on the object. Look what he writes over here. Hachochma eno shalo ela pikadon. Hamamon eno shalo ela pikadon. Ein azai ein shayach shumachshava klal shal shali ela hakol shalo yisparach shemo vakomi menu yisparach shemo. So we'll say, again, something amazing happens, which is not only do I fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of everything He's given me, but at the end of the day, I recognize everything is His. Everything is His. Shali in yano davashniti in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So skip down to Kufsam Zai for one more minute. He says, V'hine, kashera adam chasha kol davar nitala min abar yisparach shemo, ata tzarech lisponim v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosini kol davar v'davar. So we'll say, now listen to this. Now that I recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to ask myself one simple question. Why does God give me all of this stuff? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me all of this? Right? Why does He give me all of these gifts? Mipnei shehu ohev osi. Do you know why? Because He loves me. V'hari shekal nesinos halalu heim giloi ava sheli. And therefore, ultimately, again, all of these nesinos, right? All of these acts of giving are a manifestation of His love for me. V'kach yamod v'yachsho v'achar kach yomar b'piv. Ribono shel olam, mi nasan lichev et zeh, ato yisparach shemo. U'madu anasata li oso, why did you give it to me? Right, why did you give it to me? Ki ato ohev osi, because you love me. V'kach yifrat od prat v'od prat v'chol pam yaskir es avaso, ad shikavu hadvarim b'libo, shakadosh baruch hu o'avo. So we'll say, hear what happens over here? So I reinforce and reinforce and reinforce, recognizing that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me these things because He loves me. Ubevadai shenitzrach lachzra kach b'mesinos alfei pamim v'esronos alfei pamim b'pshitos mitoch simas lev ubeshketos penim. So this closes out the section of Ava Hatuluya B'davar. So remember again, this is all in the first, on the first level. We'll see Ava She'ino Tuluya B'davar in our next year, but in the Ava Tuluya B'davar, which we often dismiss as unimportant, unnecessary, a very low darga, we begin to see actually is incredibly beautifully dramatic. That Ava Tuluya B'davar stems when a person takes the time to see that everything he has in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am the shomer on all of the pikdonos. I am the shomer on all of the objects. They belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I put in my shot. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to me? Why does He give me the brachas? Because He loves me. And when I realize that He gives me things because He loves me, then that engenders and ultimately creates a reciprocal love for me to him as well. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up next week with Ava Sheina to leave the Dabbah. Shkoyach.